Well, good morning. I want to welcome you two that are here in church with us and all the young ones listening on the radio to us and all those who are young at heart listening to this message. So, Pastor Jim is going to preach on a scripture that might sound a little familiar. It's the widow's gift. And in the widow's gift, what's happening is that Jesus and his disciples are at the temple and they're seeing rich folk walk up and donate to the treasury. And they do this in a way that's kind of showing off. Fancy clothes, lots of jewelry, and really making a big show when they're donating to the temple. And then right after, there's a widow, a woman who's lost her husband, and perhaps she's a little bit older, and she walks up, and she gives two small little coins. Now, when I was your age, I would hear folks preach or teach about this, and sometimes it was focusing on the attitude of those folks who were showing off, and that's important. Sometimes the message is about, well, the importance of the gift from the widow, and that's really powerful. But today, I want to ask us to think about something slightly different. Let's think about the widow herself, because when I was your age, I thought about her maybe poorly dressed and kind of bent over and walking slowly up and, well, maybe a little embarrassed that she only had a couple of coins to give. But you know, I think that might have been wrong, because if we think about the widow, maybe she was walking up, an older woman, with her head held high, a smile on her face, and that she gave those coins with confidence. Now, what does confidence mean?
Confidence is like you just have courage.
Yeah, you do something with courage. That's a great definition. And so maybe she gave those coins with courage, knowing that God would be pleased, and well, since God is God, something amazing was going to be done with just two little coins. So, I got to tell you, I'm a brand new Presbyterian. I'm only a couple of weeks old, actually. And I got some questions for you. Now, the two of you know something about raising sheep. But when you look at our sheep in the pasture, what are a group of sheep called?
A flock.
All right, a flock or a herd. You can actually use both of them, but a flock, right. Now, here's a harder one. They're flying over right now, those geese in the sky making a big arrow and sometimes noisy. Now, those geese, what is a group of geese called? Okay. It's called a gaggle. Isn't that fun? A gaggle. A gaggle of geese. Mm-hmm. Well, I've discovered that when you get a group of Presbyterians, they're called a committee. Presbyterians come in committees. Now, what committee are the two of you on?
The children.
The busy, happy kid committee? Well, that sounds like probably one of the best committees, I think. So you're not on a committee, and, you know, at your age, you don't have a whole lot of treasure to give. But Pastor Jim and Dr. Capps have taught us that we give through treasure and through time. And trust me, committees take a lot of time. But they also, you give through talents. And I know the two of you have been told that you have very particular talents and that you can help people out through your talents. So here are some envelopes. I want you to write down one way that you think you can use your talents this week to help out. Put this in the envelope, and I'm going to ask you not to put this in the offering plate, but just to put it in the envelope and give it to your parent or grandparent or guardian that brought you here. And then this week, open that up, when you figure out a time to share that, and so that you can think and pray about that. All right. We're starting to wrap that up. Good job. Now, would one of you be willing to lead us in a prayer? So you can read off the prayer card. We're going to bow our heads and close our eyes, but you can read off, and if you feel led to add something else, you can do that too, okay? All right, let's bow our heads.
God, help us share our gifts with confidence, and help us use our gifts to help people, and help my mom come home from a very busy day at the hospital and just relax.
All God's children said, amen.